Now, there's been widespread international condemnation of an Israeli airstrike on a school building sheltering Palestinians in Gaza City, which killed more than 70 people, including children. Here, the Taoiseach Simon Harris called the attack gut-wrenching and said that there should be an urgent review of a trade deal between the EU and Israel due to what he said was growing evidence of a prolonged humanitarian catastrophe. The attack in Gaza came as Israel prepares for the possibility of an attack by Iran and Hezbollah in retaliation for the killing of the Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran last week and the assassination of a Hezbollah leader in Beirut. We're joined now by Dr. Randa Slim, a senior fellow and director of conflict resolution at the Middle East Institute in Washington, D.C. Dr. Slim, good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
We'll talk about the possible response of Iran and Hezbollah in a moment. But I want to ask you first about the attack by Israel on the school building in Gaza. The attack happened 307 days into the war there. Does it tell us that peace is as far away as it ever was now?
Yes, I mean, this is the fourth attack this month on a school turned shelter. This one resulted in scores of Palestinians dead, mostly women and children. This has been an ongoing pattern of the Israeli army targeting these refuge centers, schools, hospitals, wherever. And we have seen also hundreds and hundreds of the Palestinians constantly being displaced from one place to the other, even in the middle of the night, because they are trying to flee the latest order of the Israeli army to flee a certain area before they hit it. And so we have a humanitarian catastrophe in our hand. That's not ending. And the worst part of it is that this attack came just hours after the announcement by the Biden administration and two other mediators, Egypt and Qatar, that they are holding another round of negotiations on a ceasefire deal and a hostage deal next week in somewhere in the Middle East on Thursday to discuss the latest, you know, proposal and try to bring this to a ceasefire deal. So this...
I think we may have lost Dr. Randa Slim. Can you hear us? Okay, we're going
Hello?
To take
a,
yes, sorry, you're back with us. The line just dropped for a second. You were talking there about the prospect of peace talks happening in the Middle East next week. And meanwhile, while those talks are being organized, we have tensions rising on the border with Lebanon, the prospect of a response by both Hezbollah and Iran to assassinations of Hezbollah and Hamas figures in Beirut and Tehran, which are thought to have been carried out by Israel. We haven't seen a response or retaliation to those attacks yet. Is it inevitable that there will be a response?
It is not inevitable. It all, in my opinion, depends on what happens next Thursday and if the three mediators, the Americans, the Egyptians, the Qatari, can get the Israelis to a deal. Because right now, the major obstacle to getting to a deal is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And so if they can convince Mr. Netanyahu to agree to the terms of the deal, which are part of the Biden plan, a Biden plan which is based on previous demands by the Israeli government. So, and that's a big if, because until now, Mr. Netanyahu has been reluctant to make any deal, except for the one he signed off last November, which was a short-term ceasefire deal and hostage deal. But since then, he has been seeing the continuation of this war as tethered to his political survival. And so primarily because the right-wing members in his coalition will leave government if he were to agree to a deal, and then his political survival will be at stake, you know. And so I don't know if his cost-benefit calculus about a deal, especially when it comes to his personal interests, have changed. But so far, there is a push. Now, if this deal fails, are we going to see a response? I think we will see a response if this deal fails. But I think everybody now is holding their fire to give this last round of negotiation one more chance.
Okay.
Although I have to say, most of the regional actors are very doubtful that this is going to succeed.
Well, we shall wait and see. Dr. Randa Slim, Director of Conflict Resolution at the Middle East Institute in Washington, D.C., thank you very much for your analysis today. We'll take a break. We're back with more after this.